Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Tonight on Insecure, we've got tacos, tongue kissing, and transition. All on the after show for Insecure, coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Trip.
This ain't real ice though.
Now you just need a grill, you'll be good.
Came through dripping.
Trip.
Came through dripping.
Trip.
Came through dripping.
Trip.
Hey, speaking of drip, I can enjoy all my different drips because AfterBuzz TV has
new merch. New cups.
Get your merch. AfterBuzz TV got brand new cups, yellow cups. You know, we be using those black mugs, but not anymore because we out chill.
When
we got yellow
skinny
cups.
Skinny dipping, and you come out the pool dripping with the new AfterBuzz cup. That didn't really rhyme, but y'all knew where I was going with that.
Are they selling these online?
I don't know.
They need to. Drip. Turn it up.
This is a perfect song.
This is Issa was listening to this tonight.
To this when they wrote that episode.
She was listening to this tonight. Khalil.
Okay.
We back for another week of Insecure.
That's right.
But we're missing two people.
We're missing two people, but same liveliness. All the same. That doesn't stop.
That does not stop.
This is a good week. This is a good episode.
Absolutely. He's Khalil. I'm McCall. And this is Insecure After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I got to be honest. I was late tonight. So I didn't see all the show with the certain little nuances and attention that Khalil had. So I'm going to be deferring a lot to Khalil tonight. But to be perfectly honest with you, he's smarter than I am.
Oh, she's far too kind.
It'll actually be a much better show this way. Khalil, give me your initial thoughts while I have some more of this drip.
Issa's a flirt, man.
Issa's like R. Kelly?
Flirt. I'm sitting there, R. Kelly, T-Pain, Lil Bow Wow, and T.I. I used to as a flirt.
Great track.
There you go.
Great track.
Man, I was watching it like, nah, I don't think nobody like me like that because I ain't never, and nobody, y'all went and got naked in the pool on the first, not even date.
But think back, okay, we've been following Insecure now since the beginning. Right. Issa 2 years ago, that would have never happened.
That would have never happened. Fair. She's on the new thing now, but she's not claiming it as new. She's just gonna do it, which I respect that. I respect
Sometimes
that
you
a
gotta
lot
just
because
do
that's
it.
How you that's how shit gets done. When you talk about it,
there's a sign.
Just do it.
There's a sign that we have here at AfterBuzz TV. It's outside of our doors right now, but it says half of the battle in life is just showing up.
Just gotta show up. And can't talk about it. You gotta do it.
Yeah, Issa is showing up in a major, major, major way. So, three themes that I got tonight.
Mm-hmm. I love your themes, by the way. You say I'm smarter, but you be picking up on stuff that.
There was one thing that I picked up on, and I don't think either one of us figured it out, but we're going to talk about that. But tonight we had transition. Transition was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had tacos, and we had tongue kissing. Three very major things. So let's talk about transition as it pertains to Molly.
Okay.
Because I want to get her stuff out of the way before we get into the real nitty gritty.
Right. The nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
The skinny dipping.
I did not say that. He said that.
That was, I mean, it happened.
So what do you think about Molly's, second week at work? Or is she making the right moves and ingratiating herself with the right people? Or is she fumbling like a fool?
First and foremost, Molly has an excellent therapist. Like, we all need a Molly therapist in our lives. Like, she was just dropping gems as usual.
What was what was the dopest gem that you got?
Today's gem was maybe, she said it, she basically told Molly she needed to calm down, but she finessed it in a way that was like, you know, not accusatory and right. made it like a suggestion that, hey, what if we look at this from a different direction?
Did you think it was weird that the therapist didn't know about Dro?
Yeah, that was news, actually. I remember seeing that, like, oh.
Because she said, like, who is Dro?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? And I noticed it, but I didn't, again, yeah.
So something about that omission, because sometimes a lie is not me saying, like, hey, Khalil is white. Khalil is clearly not white. I mean, look at his dashiki, for crying out loud. Hey. He's a chocolate brother with...
How y'all doing?
He's a chocolate brother with a dashiki on. He's clearly not white, okay? That is a lie. But there's such thing as an omission. I could say Khalil has on a shirt, but I'm omitting the fact that it actually is a traditional African garb, a dashiki. Okay. Molly left out an important fact of her life. That is Dro.
Huge.
That's huge. A huge part of what made up last season. That tells me, that this is what it tells me. Mm-hmm. She was embarrassed about being involved with a married man.
Mm. I see that.
Because why wouldn't you tell your therapist? You tell your therapist everything. Yeah. I have a therapist, okay? I love my therapist. He knows more about me than I know about myself.
Right.
Yeah, but that is my time to just speak and not be judged. I don't feel like I need to hide anything, right? Mm. So I feel like Molly was never okay with Dro. That's just me. Mm. By the way, we do have a live chat. If anybody's watching live.
Trini Boy 27 is in here.
Oh, Trini Boy.
He's always showing love.
Hi, Trini
Impassable
Boy.
Is in here. She's showing love. I appreciate all of y'all in the live chat. You're right. I agree with you.
Like that, me in an instant. Clearly, you liked the effects of Dro's presence. You liked the D and everything else, and you like the attention, but you knew deep down inside that this is probably not a good thing and it won't last.
Living in sin. Okay.
Living in sin.
Married man.
The other transition that's going on in Molly's life, you know, she's not ingratiating herself with her female attorney friends. Well, I don't want to say friends, but shout out to the crew from last week.
Y'all in that thing.
Man.
Okay, thought y'all was one episode. Y'all in that thing.
So Khalil literally said this when we were watching the show. He was like, dang, I didn't realize they were going to be on for, you know, another show.
That. Okay, y'all better do it.
They're about to get them checks.
Residual checks.
They're about to get them residual checks for real. Because think about it. They've got to be there as long as Molly's working there.
Mm-hmm.
Black girls working. I love
Let's
it.
Let's go.
Damn, I love
That's what I'm talking That's about. What Y'all I'm in here just about. Looking all fine on TV and everything. Y'all do it.
That's what I love. Shout out to Danielle Ortiz. I'm going to get their names right today. Danielle Ortiz, Nakiva Dion, and Kelsey Scott.
There you go.
Boom. Boom. See, that memory's golden. But you brought up something earlier about Molly kind of playing to the preference of her male coworkers. Was it a coworker or was it her boss?
You know what? If they did establish the hierarchy, I missed it.
Okay.
But when they had the meeting in the morning, it kind of seemed like you had the head dude, and then he had his attorneys there, and it was like, what ideas do y'all have to bring to the table? So it kind of seemed like everybody was roughly on the fairly same playing field.
Okay.
And her problem was that she just wasn't shining like she wanted to shine, and she wasn't coming through like she wanted to come through. And it's like, you knew, bruh.
But she's trying to impress a male coworker or whatever the hierarchy is. There is a male that she is trying
She's trying to be impressive. And what I took from it, she's trying to be impressive, and there's this other male there that kind of was just stealing the show. And he didn't care who he had to talk over or whatever in order to have his voice heard. And it didn't even seem like... Just watching it didn't seem like he was doing it purposely. He just was just rude and didn't think about it.
So that tells me a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Molly is trying to play what women play in the workplace, and that is competition.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if she consciously is understanding what she's doing, but she's trying to play to men because she's trying to climb up in the workplace.
Right. That could be it.
My initial reaction.
That could be it.
I could be totally off. I promise you.
She was playing buddy-buddy with the female attorneys there, and then now she's also playing buddy-buddy with the guy who, the guy from Morehouse. I forget what they said his name was, but yeah.
Well, you know, maybe, just maybe, sometimes women in the workplace, right? Like, we try to band together, mm-hmm. right? But you need someone who doesn't have your oppression to be your voice. And shout out to The Read. I don't know if you guys saw the pins at Issa's job, but they had another round in The Read. But yeah. The Read talks about this a lot, where sometimes the oppressed people cannot band together and get the change that they want. They need the people with privilege to speak on their behalf and be their backers. Maybe Molly sees that in the workplace, like, okay, I could kick it with y'all.
48 Laws of Power.
48 Laws of Power. Have you read the 50th Law?
No, I haven't.
That's a good one. You got to get that one. Shout out to 50 Cent. But sometimes, you know, people look at it as, okay, I'm going to band with a bunch of people who are essentially peons like me. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm going to figure out who has the real privilege and power, align myself with them, and they can be my trump card. Hate that term, but that's what it is. We got to figure out a new one. But maybe that's what's going on with Molly in the workplace. I don't know. It's going to take us at least another 2 or 3 episodes to really get down to the nitty-gritty of what her workplace dynamics truly are. But there is some great foreshadowing going on in this episode. So I'm off Molly.
Yeah. Even with her storyline and everything, I'm just kind of like, girl, you ain't never happy. I'm good. What else? What everybody else doing? What y'all doing over here?
Is it she's never happy, or is she incapable of being happy? Going back to season one, remember Issa said you're impossible to please. Maybe she needs to do more work with her therapist. I'm just popping just up maybe. Things that have been said before. You know, I'm that person. I don't hold grudges, but I do remember facts. I do. Like, I don't hold grudges, but I remember what people say.
Man, that's some argument verbiage right there. Like, I mean, I ain't mad about it, but I'm saying it happened. You know, I mean, yeah, I forgave you, but it did happen. Just saying, I didn't do it.
Khalil, early prediction. This is not the time for predictions. This is just a little tease. Will we ever see Daniel again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to see Daniel again.
But Issa has officially moved out.
Daniel going to have a hot record. Watch.
When?
This season.
Daniel going to have a hot record. Who's going to be his hype woman? Who's going to get him into the clubs? Who's going to clean his apartment?
Daniel
who's going to rub his back when he's feeling low?
Daniel going to look. That's okay. That's all. Sometimes you need that kick. Sometimes you need that kick. You need him to walk away and be like, oh, word? Y'all walking away? All right, bet. Daniel had that hit. And somehow it's going to intertwine and we're going to be back again.
I mean, from your lips to God's ears.
Daniel's back. Tell a love friend.
Did we diddy bop
with an Eminem rap? I don't know.
From your lips to God's ears. I personally don't know if we're going to see him again or if we're not going to see him again. I just hope that tonight was the last night that we see Daniel, even though he's very fine and a Kappa, my type. But I just don't want to see him anymore. Issa has officially moved on to her next chapter. She is officially an apartment manager in the jungle, but she's still an apartment manager.
Speaking of officially moving on, how do we feel about H-Town Hero? I don't know his name. But the boy from Houston.
The boy from Houston?
Lift Bay.
I want to say that his name is Norman.
No, it was Nathaniel.
Nathan. She couldn't remember it either.
Right.
She couldn't remember it either.
Nostradamus? What is your name?
Right. Nostradamus, Nasir, like every end name
I
you could think
like
of.
I kind of like calling him Nathaniel. It's just something about Nathaniel. That's a funny name to me.
You remember Kings of Comedy when Cedric the Entertainer had the skit about Nathaniel getting the change.
Nathaniel!
Get them quarters out the ashtray. So, yes, Issa now has a new perspective, Bay, which we talked about in the first episode. We knew he was coming back.
Y'all called it. I was skeptical, but y'all called it. Y'all called that. So, honey, you know, we need a round of applause for y'all for y'all with that prediction.
Shout out to our engineer, Juliet, putting out some of these still shots from the show. Yes.
Yes. Shout out to you, girl.
So they meet up at the taco spot, unbeknownst to either one of them that they were going to be there.
Coinky dink.
A coinky dink for real. But that's what makes the best love story. the Kawinky thing. So that's when you know that it's supposed to happen. Because you could go on Tinder, and in theory, I'm going to swipe right, and then you swipe right, and you could say, oh, it's meant to be. Uh-huh. No, that's playing with calculated algorithms. You know, it's very calculated.
There you go.
I love a good happenstance. Mm-hmm. And this is a happenstance. This is a situation where neither one of them knew they were going to be there.
I need me a happenstance.
It's going to happen for you. And, you know, I have a feeling it's going to come at Target.
Oh.
That's an inside joke. Y'all ain't even ready for it. That's an inside joke. Actually, I think it's going to happen at Walmart for you, brother.
There we go.
I think once you start going to Target.
Rolling back prices.
Yeah, when you do that little rollback, you're going to find the woman in your dreams. So they meet up there. Long story short, they decide to take some time to go explore L.A., a very ghetto tour of L.A.
I've been here 6 years, and I ain't been to none of them parts was in.
Not a damn. Not a damn one.
Not a damn one. I don't live over there. I don't know nobody over there. I ain't got no business being over there.
So I'm confused. They said that the tacos were going to take an hour to
I don't know what the hell they're doing with them damn tacos.
But then they went on a tour, and then they got the tacos. So how long were they really gone?
I feel like that was a solid 4 hours that they was out there doing,
because I've done the random dates, like, oh my god, like, let's go do something else, and it's like 6 hours later and we're still just talking over our espresso.
Yeah,
them damn tacos. Anyways,
right,
it doesn't have to make sense.
All types of Ella's in there.
Sometimes production doesn't have to make sense. All right, yeah. We're the nerds, but it doesn't have to make sense.
Right.
Your favorite part of their date?
It has to be the pool. But I appreciate dates like that, because it wasn't planned. It wasn't calculated, like, oh, I'm going to do all this to try to impress you kind of thing. It's like, you know what? Let's see if we like each other. Let's go do something random and right. then see where it goes. And all of that is like right up my alley. So I really did appreciate the whole thing in itself. But favorite part, probably be playing Truth or Dare. Just a simple game. Get to know each other. That would be my favorite part.
And Truth or Dare is a great game played with friends. And the root of all relationships is friendship. So I think they're right. starting out on a great tip.
Yeah.
Friends, Truth or Dare. We should play now?
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's tweak it, though.
Okay.
Because I can't actually dare you the way I want to dare
you.
Yeah,
I can't really move from out this box.
Like, take your dashiki off. I dare you take it off right now. I'm just playing. We're not going to do that. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. Oh, we only have one cup.
Oh, damn it.
One cup.
All right. Well, I'm going to do my shots after we wrap.
We're going to take advantage.
Oh, okay. We're going to put it over. We're going to take advantage King's of this. Cup. Now we put it in the center.
One yellow AfterBuzz TV cup. And Khalil Abubu and I are going to play Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
I'll let you kick it off.
All right. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping. Yeah. All right. Can y'all hear that gulp? Did y'all hear it from her mic? I was loud. I'm sorry.
Okay. Never have I ever gone on a date with a person that I met on public transportation or any kind of transportation like that, an airplane, a bus, Lyft. I've never gone on a date with somebody that I met through that channel. But you have met somebody at Target, though.
I have. Okay, I'm going to just go on in.
Khalil's met somebody at Target.
This is delicious.
I know,
okay.
right?
Okay.
Anything?
We'll come back. I don't have anything right now off the top of my head.
Never have I ever waited an hour for tacos. I can tell you that right now.
Dead ass. No,
I've never done it. I would have been
like, I'm good,
and
bro.
And I won't do it.
You need to go to El Pollo Loco. Okay, I don't know what that
Hell,
thing was.
It's L.A. It's L.A. I have said this on other shows. It's L.A. There are taco stands on every
corner.
Single corner.
Every corner.
In the whitest of neighborhoods, in the blackest of neighborhoods.
It don't matter.
In the most Latino of neighborhoods.
Don't matter.
There
they
are taco stands.
And all times of night, too. All times of night. Sometimes they'll have a little party. You get out the club, they right there on the corner playing their mariachi music. And what you want? You want enchiladas? You want empanadas? We got all that.
While I have come very close, never have I ever made out in a pool.
Ah. Okay, yeah, you got me again on that.
And I have tried. I have really tried.
I'm a swimmer, guys. I'm a swimmer.
Okay. So the dashiki comes off.
It does.
The dashiki comes off. Well, we'll play more Never Have I Evers. If you guys want to play, you guys can log into our YouTube comment section. And maybe send us some of the things that you have never done, and then we'll read it next week and see if anybody has actually done it. A plan?
Oh, that sounds... Oh, you want answer we had a whole truth? Gang in here, and then somebody going to get in trouble. I like that.
Yeah. So send us all the things that you've never done and see if any of us have done it.
Yes.
I can't promise I'm going to read everything on air, but I'll try. So what do we think about their budding, friendship, relationship? Is he around because he truly is enamored with her? Or is he just like, yo, this must be happening for a reason?
I wanted to ask you the same question, actually. Like, what do we think about this young man?
My drink.
You should do that. But, I feel like I don't have enough information yet. I can't tell. I will say he stood up for her honor. So that was good. Mm-hmm. I commend you for that. Hats off. Good job, my brother.
Salute to you.
You know, he seems like a nice guy, but I don't know. I kind of, when he said that, he never had no long-term relationships, even though 5 years, I ain't never did that either. When he said I never had a long relationship, and that just kind of like, okay.
Going back to the 5 years,
He said, and Lawrence was 5 years.
Together for 5 years. And he said that
I ain't never had nothing that long. Which I ain't never had nothing that long either. But it was
the way he said it was. Huh? You shouldn't.
The way he said it was like, I ain't never, I meet somebody, we cool, and then I got to go do my thing.
Can I get like 30 to 60 seconds to give you a little piece of McKnowledge?
Let's bring it on.
McKnowledge, okay? I have a rule that I live by. It's called 2-2-2. And I feel like every after show I do, I share this at some point in the after show. 2-2-2. When people hear the theory, they say, oh, that's unrealistic. It's really like 4-4-4. Let's just add them up and do the average. 3-3-3. 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. In 3 weeks, if we're hanging out, I know like, okay, I really like this guy. I would be open to dating him for real. Like, we go out, we skinny dip, we eat some tacos. Over 3 weeks of time, we've done enough friendly things. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, okay, I might be open to dating him. In 3 months, if we haven't made it official and everything, after 3 months, I know like, man, I really would like this to be long term. I don't want to just have this casual relationship. After 3 months, I know if I want you or I do not want you. Mm. And after 3 months, if we've made it official, after 3 years, and this applies to work, relationships, whatever.
Whatever.
After 3 months, after 3 years, if I don't have a promotion, an engagement ring, it's time to go. Mm. After 3 weeks at a job, you know if you like it or you don't.
But you know, people, I like setting benchmarks. You know, progress points, checkpoints, all that. That's wise for sure. But there's also something to be said about people changing, like given time. So
yes, absolutely.
So, 5 years in, 7 years in, you're not with the same person no more.
No, you're not.
You're not the same person no more. Hmm. So you know what I'm saying?
I get better with time.
My point. My point right there.
I get better at time,
so
baby.
So there's something that's got to be accounted for, at least a little bit.
It can certainly be accounted for, but I will say this. Issa is now, I think the way they've set it up, she's probably 29, maybe 30, maybe 31. She's 29 to 31.
Yeah, right.
She wasted 5 years of her mid-20s.
Not wasted.
No.
Learned a lot. That is one of my pet peeves when like people get out of a relationship and be like, mainly women, I'm sorry, but they get out of a relationship and they be like, I wasted all this time, da da da, da and I could have been, da, da. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. You was right where you were supposed to be. So shut the fuck up and learn from what happened.
This is what I do know. In 5 years with Lawrence, her credit score dropped to 4.5. So that's a 5 years.
Lawrence was out here using her credit, though.
We don't know what Lawrence did. Lawrence, her credit score is a 425.
Hey.
She put in 5 years with a man, and your credit score ain't even a 500.
Lawrence,
that's a problem.
Well, I had to see Lauren's credit score for me to.
It don't matter. I'm telling you, like, that part really throws me off. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
At what point does a personal responsibility become a factor in this equation? Lauren said it have nothing to do with 420.
There are debits and there are credits in your account of life, okay? Lawrence was the epitome of a debit. That's just me. Right. That's just me. And we're not going to argue Team Lawrence and all that tonight.
Okay.
Because Trini Boy and all them like to get up in the mentions and try to act like I just be bashing people. I don't bash. I'm just giving you guys, you know, the mind of a woman.
Okay.
A very professional
woman.
Stay
strong, fellas. Stay strong.
As he says in his dashiki. So I want to talk about, obviously, you know, they went skinny dipping at her, the house she grew up in.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, the house that I grew up in, I've always wanted to go back and, like, just see, like, how it's evolved over the few years. And
They could have, I feel like they could have knocked on the door and just be like, yo, I used to live here. I just was in the neighborhood. I wanted to see,
But then they couldn't have skinny dipped.
They couldn't have skinny dipped, for sure. They couldn't have did that. But I don't know. If I was living in somebody's old house, I'd be like, oh, well, yeah.
Well, that happened to me as a child. I remember, you know, being in the living room with my dad and just randomly, like, these white people knocked at the door. And I'm like, oh, Lord, white folks, like, what's going on?
We just not doing nothing in
here. We ain't doing nothing. And I grew up in a very, very, very nice neighborhood. Yeah. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood called Mount Baker that overlooks Lake Washington in Seattle. Caucasian neighborhood.
Okay.
So when, you know, the few black families that live there, there's random knocks, you do get a little nervous, okay? Understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But the person who lived there many years back came by and wanted to just see the house. And my dad, being a very trusting man, but a man with a gun collection, said, sure, you can come in.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to see the house.
Yeah.
There's no harm in that. So I do agree they could have done it if they wanted to do it. They just chose not to because he wanted to go skinny dipping, which I was telling Khalil off camera that I have had a gentleman over for, you know, light drinks and hors d'oeuvres and, you know, a movie, you know, a little candlelight. And,
Before
Netflix. And there's a pool in my backyard. And I don't know why, but guys love to get naked and go in the pool. Saying
one guy that did it happened, and now all guys love to get naked in the first
but
off.
I was that was positioned to me one time when I had a gentleman over. He was like, why don't we just get naked and get in the pool?
First off,
and I was like, the neighbors are going to see my naked behind in the pool. Continue.
When you get in the pool, the water touch you everywhere, so it ain't no difference if you got clothes on or if you naked. It's all the same.
True, but I know how I get down. You think my voice is loud on AfterBuzz TV? You think I'm loud on AfterBuzz TV? Okay, I'm moving on.
Keep skinny dipping, people.
The greatest transition, the one that I've been waiting for.
Waiting.
And praying for.
Waiting to exhale.
Issa has finally quit her punk job.
Oh, clap it up for. Good job, girl. She
Khalil,
kept looking around.
Can you get unemployment when you quit a job?
No. I'm not gonna act like you asked me that because I would know, but no, you don't.
Seem to be versed in a lot of different areas.
Just saying, no, you don't. You don't get it. She kept looking around and just, you know, kept looking around the room and she didn't feel comfortable. So I guess she said it was time for a change. Everything else was changing. So I don't know. I think she'd be good. Obviously, I feel like, you know, she's about to move on to the music thing. The after school music programs and stuff.
The after school music program.
Yeah. Not rapping, y'all.
I got her in enough trouble.
That might be a good look for her. God wants all his children to be happy. Okay.
Speaking of God, I've always heard from different pastors and worship leaders that sometimes God will send you a message, mm-hmm. right? That dashiki is really nice on you, Khalil. Now, if your mom had told you that, or, you know, an older person in your family that you don't trust the opinion of, you'd be like, oh, this is whack. I'm taking this off.
Right.
God thinks that's
a
great...
That was me as a kid.
Right. Like, but I'm telling you, that's a good look for you.
Well, I appreciate it.
But it's the messenger that you believe. Right. And sometimes God will put the message in somebody else, in another body, mm-hmm. and give it to you. Because you may not hear it from
your mom,
whoever else, right? Mm-hmm. This young man named Nathaniel, who was butt naked with her in the pool, alluded to the fact that maybe you do have the talent to go on and do another work setting and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what she needed. And she's never had that with mm-hmm. a Lawrence, with a hell, when she even mentioned a better opportunity to Daniel, she was hit with, why are you thinking about that? How you going to do that?
You already broke. Which actually, in hindsight, if you think about it, I've been here for 5 years and I'm broke. Maybe I need to do something different.
Because when you that ain't keep working. Doing the same thing and getting Wanting the same different. Results.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing going to change.
Nah, bruh.
You've got to switch it up.
Yeah.
And I think Issa, something has clicked in her head mm-hmm. that I've got to switch it up. I met this random light-skinned man with these light eyes at the taco spot. Yo,
scruffy
maybe,
beard.
Maybe this is God trying to tell me something.
And she's taking a nice, fun day.
Had a great day.
That was random as all hell.
And she didn't know what was beyond the leap.
Eating tacos and kissing in the mouth.
Right.
And
ain't nothing like kissing in the mouth. But post-taco, I definitely do not kiss in the mouth after I've had some, like, tacos with the, like, pickled red onion and all that.
Fuck that. It's food.
Real tart.
I feel like I at least I know where it's coming from. I know the source, so I'm good.
Even if I know the source, that still ain't gonna work with me. But maybe Issa has literally had this epiphany. Hey, mm-hmm. I went on a great date with a great guy, and I didn't even know it was going to happen.
Right.
There's an old saying. Again, I'm gonna drop knowledge today.
Gems.
If you leap.
Leap.
If you leap, people.
The net.
What's the rest of it, Khalil?
Will
appear.
Appear. Testify.
If you leap.
On this Sunday.
The net.
Take him to church.
Will appear.
Hallelujah.
Come on through.
Come on.
I just want you guys to know that. If you leap, the net will appear. Issa. Keep leaping, baby. You've left Daniel. You got a new place.
Okay.
Your wardrobe is coming together, baby.
Oh, hello.
Keep leaping.
And she threw
Your
away the bad
Your destiny is out there.
Okay. Mirror bitch is back. Mirror bitch. In the.
Speaking of that, she got rid of a box.
She did.
A box that held a lot of her past.
Some old mixed CDs. I don't even know people who got CD players no more.
That was like a big thing. Like
it
for,
was.
So
and
take us into the mind of a guy.
Huh?
Take us into the mind of a guy. If you make a girl a mix CD back in the day, like...
And I'll think about you, girl. All these songs, they make me think about you. And I just want you to know when you hear these songs, you think about me, and I'm thinking about you.
But what a moment of closure.
We connected.
What a moment of closure for her to just say, yo, all this past, I'm over it.
Because you got to throw it out.
Now, I do want to get into a little bit of the predictions.
Okay.
So can we get the...
Let's do that.
Ooh. Prediction thing going.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Now, I cannot get into the storyline predictions and all that jazz, mm-hmm. but I will say
Molly's gonna be pregnant.
I'm sticking to that.
I mean, the last one you had right with Lift Bay, you had that right. And so
I can read some tea leaves. This ain't tea, but I can read some tea leaves.
I can read some tea leaves now. Watch out.
I do think that while you think that Daniel's coming back, I think Lawrence is never coming back.
No, and it's sad too. Because
I think tonight was the night where we had to, you know, pat the plot of Lawrence in the face with the shovel.
Put the nail in the coffin.
You know, put the dirt. You know, in the plot, pat it with the shovel.
I would say we went as far as to put some flowers on the grave.
Mm. I think we could go as far as say we have to repast, eat potato salad. The best food comes after a funeral, y'all. If you ain't been to a black funeral, you are missing out on some divine cuisine.
Man.
But seriously, I think that tonight was the night. For all you Lawrence Hive people out there, he's never
hang it up, fellas.
Coming
that's all right.
back.
We got some other brothers in this season that we can champion. What's I don't know about Nathaniel yet. He's still on the chopping block. And I'm going to purposely get his name wrong until he proves to me that he is worth getting his name right. But until then, he is Nathan. Oh, shit. His real name is Nathan. He is Nazir. Whatever N-word I can come up, that's not Nathan. So.
He said N-word. I didn't say N-word. I mean. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Let's bring up some other black men that are never coming back. Y'all, Tupac, never coming back. MLK's never coming back. Lawrence is never coming back. You guys, let it go. All
right.
Let it go. They're all never coming back. So
happens.
My prediction, going back to what you were saying about you know, Molly, I'm actually changing who the baby father is. So when I first started my whole thought process, I'm saying, okay, Molly will become pregnant by Dro. I don't think we're going to see much of Dro this season at all. I think they're going to phase him out. There might be one interaction, but it's going to be very minimal. Somebody at her job, this guy that she's trying to engage.
The new guy?
Yes.
I've had a slight thought. And I was like, she's going to keep it professional.
No.
She's going to keep it
professional. No, you know why she's not going to keep it professional? Because she likes Hennessy. And Hen will make you sin. The you heard dog. It here first on AfterBuzz TV.
Hen will make you sin.
Hen will make you sin. I am a firm, victim of Hennessy. I know that Hen will make you do some dumb stuff, okay? Right. I still believe that Molly will become pregnant. At some point, it might be this season, it might be next season. It's coming.
One day, girl.
I don't know. I'm not that good. I'm not that good.
The stork is coming for you.
Any other predictions?
I'm gonna stick with my dad. Daniel's coming back. That's easy. And he's gonna have a hit record, man. He's gonna happen. And Issa gonna have. He's gonna be looking good. He's gonna be looking good out here.
So he's gonna be the polar opposite of all these other rappers out here.
I'm saying. Well, he's a producer.
Well,
so
it's
the hustle's a little different, but I'm saying he gonna come back, and he not only gonna come back, but he gonna be looking good when he come back.
Looking good.
He gonna be looking good.
Looking delicious.
And Issa gonna be like, "Hey, damn Daniel.
Hey, big head.
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 Boy, you still got that big head, don't you?"
Well, once again, you guys know if you have anything to get off your chest, it could be about me, it could be about Khalil, it could be about anybody. You just know if you say anything about me, I don't give a damn, okay? But in the meantime, you can find us on social media. You can find me when sports and pop culture collide at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And Khalil, where can they find you
in the meantime,
your dashiki?
In between time, Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
With the dashiki.
With the dashiki on.
You guys, it's going to be a lovely week. Go find a pool and get naked, baby.
Oh, that's what I'm doing right now.
AfterBuzz TV presents Insecure. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.